from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Speaking of Daryl, he'll join us at noon. We'll talk to him about the Browns and what's going on. As a matter of fact, we're continuing to talk about that. We've got all kinds of Browns interviews today. Jason Trusnik, former Browns linebacker, is going to join us in less than 20 minutes. And Charles Robinson, super friend of the show from Yahoo Sports. He just did his preview on the Browns, didn't he? So we're going to talk to Charles coming up here in a little bit. Deshaun Watson, he's sore. I don't know what else to say, right? That's what Kevin said. Kevin's exact words.
Yeah.
He's a little sore.
Yeah.
What does this make you think? Because, I mean, immediately yesterday, I think the first thought I thought was, this is Kevin just doesn't feel good about his offensive line, and if Deshaun's got any kind of ache or pain, I think that would be a good reason for him maybe not to play. I don't know if fans are – I don't think Kevin makes any decisions based on what the fans think. I do think he makes decisions based on his player's health, and whether that is Deshaun being sore or whether that is not feeling like he's got a full complement of offensive linemen that can protect him in a meaningless preseason game, then so be it. I thought it was interesting the call we got from our from the Browns fan in Central Pennsylvania just now, just saying
he's
already tired of this. I mean, what do you want Kevin to say here? What do you want Kevin to say about his quarterback? Because Kevin had to backtrack. Kevin said, you know, it looked like he was going to play. Remember, Deshaun was asked, I don't know, maybe we can even go back to that. Remember, Deshaun was asked about whether he was going to play on Saturday coming up. And
sounded a little startled, didn't
he? Yeah, this was after Kevin had said he was going to play. And so then you're wondering, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then, like, when Daryl comes up at noon, Daryl was in that press conference. Daryl said, no, he knew exactly what he was saying. I think he just didn't want to step on the coach and wasn't sure what exactly the coach had to say. So, I don't know. What do you want Kevin to say about his starting quarterback? Here's what Kevin needs to say. Ready? He'll be ready for Dallas. If he's not, then he's not going to play. I don't know what else he can say. And we all want to think there's some giant conspiracy theory going on. Well, he's trying to hide him because he's hurt and he's not going to be able to play. And that's why they went out and got Jameis Winston. And that's why they've got 4 good quarterbacks on this roster, because they thought Deshaun wasn't going to be ready to start the season. So, you know, anybody who's talking about trading DTR right now, you know, there's a reason why they went out and did what they did with this quarterback room, and they wanted to make sure that they brought Tyler Huntley in because I don't know that there's some giant conspiracy going on here. If he's sore and he can't play, he can't play. End of story. Let's just get him healthy for Dallas. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
For me, it is. At least that's what I think.
Yeah, and there's no reason to cloak it in secrecy unless, of course, they don't really know, Andy. Maybe they don't know yet. But I would think a decision as big as should we expose our starting quarterback, the man we traded 3 number ones among other picks for and gave the biggest guaranteed contract in NFL history, I would think you're not winging it on a Thursday. You know what I mean?
Especially with a 5-hour flight coming up this afternoon.
I mean, they either know or they don't, and I don't see the harm in saying yay or nay, but
Dan, you flashed
they
that
might.
At me really quick. Did Mary Kay, was he throwing today? Is that what Mary Kay's tweet said? Limited? I thought I saw, you showed me Mary, was that from yesterday or from today?
Off the air, I was showing you the tweet that was under it that we found funny that we're not going to read on the air because I don't want to be involved in a meeting.
Yeah, no, that wasn't my point. My point was I thought that was a recent thing. So
I think that was Dan's point, though.
Oh.
I didn't pay attention to what was above it. I was paying attention to the funny line that was below it.
Whatever. If he throws, he's ready to go. If he's not, I mean, I'm not trying to make this.
I'm not going into that meeting.
Okay. That's not, but I wasn't bringing up the bottom of it. I was bringing up the actual substance that was going on there.
Yeah.
Henry's in Akron. Hi, Henry. How are you?
Yes. I didn't expect to hear anything about his shoulder. So guess what? Since he brought it up, I would cut him. That'd be the last straw with me. I mean, I'm done. He's gone. They got to eat the contract or whatever, or put him on the coaching staff to squeeze all the money you put in him out. Do that.
There's some financial ramifications that will not allow them to do that. Let's just be honest. They can't do it because it would screw up everything. I mean, they gave him so much cash up front. Henry, I understand what you're saying, and if everything was all equal and they didn't have salary caps and dead cap and this and that, and yeah, Henry, I could totally understand 1,000% what you're saying and what you're thinking. But again, if it's just soreness right now and he's going to be okay for Dallas, it's a little bit of an overreaction, don't you think?
I got another question, right?
Sure.
Do you think that offensive line is going to hold up against Dallas defense? Because he take one hit on that shoulder, he's done. Everybody needs to know that he's done. They hit him the right way from his blind side, he's out for the season again.
It was interesting.
You can make that comment about anybody, though. But I get it, though, Henry. I get it.
About him.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
So, Henry, are you a Deshaun fan or not? Because I'm getting the feeling you're not.
I don't know. I'm angry at the organization for putting that amount of money in a guy that got a messed up shoulder. I've been pissed off about this. We gave up all those draft picks to Houston, and look what we got. We might not even make the playoffs this year.
All right, Henry. All right. Thank you, Henry.
Then again, you made the playoffs last year with Joe Flacco.
Yes.
So,
I don't. And the fact that they were able to do it with Flacco makes me think that they'd be able to do it with Jameis Winston.
You know my thoughts on Jameis.
I think you're ready for him to play 17 games this year.
I'd be fine with that. I think Deshaun, in the work that they've done previously in their careers, Deshaun has shown that he's a better quarterback. Jameis has shown that he's a more than capable quarterback. So if Deshaun couldn't go, I think you're in solid shape with Jameis. I'm not going to say great shape. You know, he's done some things that have been really good in his NFL career, and he's done some things that haven't been. But I think you're in better shape than you would be last year when you were going to go with DTR and you ended up playing, you know, four other guys until you found Joe Flacco.
Hank is in Warrensville Heights, where they christened a brand new football stadium last year. It goes into year two
from
this
Henry
year.
To Hank.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Well, it's Henry also. I'm great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What you got for us?
Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Henry was right. They wasted too much money, and I don't think he's going to hold up on his end of the bargain. You got shoulder soreness, and you haven't even played yet. You're just practicing. So where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't think.
But you are coming back from shoulder surgery, Hank. So,
right.
I mean, that's part of it. You would assume that it's going to take a while to get him back up to where he was before. If he ever does, you know, does a surgically repaired shoulder ever go back to what it was? Maybe. Maybe not.
it's too much money. I think they lost out on this one, guys. I really do. I don't see the confidence in his face when he's talking in the interviews. I really don't. I think he's sitting back like, yeah, I'm going to play one game. And like he said, get hit, and he's going to go down. And we got Jameis Winston. They say that, like you said, we did it with Flacco. So, hey, probably can do it with Winston. That's what they're hoping.
We'll see,
that's
won't
why
we?
They went and got him.
We'll see, Hank.
All right, Hank, thank
hopefully
you.
We won't see, Andy.
All right.
Hopefully we won't. Thanks, Hank.
Let's go to Tom, who's in Mentor. Big high school game tomorrow night. They originally were going to have airplanes fly over the stadium for the big anniversary in Mentor, but I'm hearing big things in Mentor for that home opener, huh?
Absolutely, as well you should, my friend, without a doubt. Hey,
yes.
I just have a real quick question. What do you think the trade package is going to go and look like to get Flacco back? I don't care if we got to go. No, wait. I know it's laughable. Let's think about this, okay? Cooper says he goes and joins a team. The offense becomes electric. He has his best season yet with the Browns when Flacco comes in. So does Njoku. We look at what happens in the running game. We look at how many points we went in, scored. And I know somebody's going to say, well, look at how many interceptions he threw. I got that. But what was his record down the stretch, number one? Got us into the playoffs. We didn't have our number one running back. Probably won't have our guy, our number one running back, for probably two or three games, which is just fine. But remember, another year wasted. Another year wasted. Miles Garrett is going to be 50 before the Browns actually have another shot. So I'm saying put it all on the block, whatever you got to do. I agree with your first caller and said, hey, literally eat the contract, make him a coach, make him the highest paid water boy in all of the NFL. If he's done, he's done. Whatever we got to do to put together Flacco, because I'll tell you something, if Famous Jameis was really that good, he'd be a starter, guys, and we talk about that all the time.
Same with Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco was retired. He came back over here and led us to the
right.
playoffs.
He wasn't retired. Nobody would hire him.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff has that more right, I think. He wasn't retired. He was waiting to make sure he got a deal that he liked, too. That was another point.
He was waiting to get a job. He did a great job here. Let's not claim that he was the reincarnation of Brett Favre in his prime. He did a great job here. And nobody wanted to hire him to be a starting quarterback this year. I hope he does great in Indianapolis behind Richardson.
You're right. And for a backup over there in Indianapolis, we could probably get him for literally, I don't know, maybe two or three first-round draft picks in 30, 31, 32.
Tom, they obviously are higher.
Trading first-round draft picks.
That was funny. They're obviously higher on Jameis Winston because they could have re-signed Joe, and they didn't.
The window of opportunity is so small, and it's getting smaller every single day. Remember, a famous person once said, if is part of your plan, you're already screwed. I hope Deshaun is better by Dallas. I hope he is. Thanks, guys. Love the show as always.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Baskin and Phelps present Overreaction Theater.
8:22, 2024 at 10:50 a.m. Caller demands trade for Joe Flacco. We've done it.
Can I even things out?
Sure.
Jeff in Cleveland. Flacco is not a starter. Browns fans are so sad. Hell, Winston is better than Flacco. Plus, look at how Joe played against Houston.
Look how he played in the other games, though. I'm not going to sit here and degrade Joe.
He was terrific.
How many playoff games have we seen since 99? Three?
Oh, he was terrific.
Three? And he's a big reason that we had the third one.
Do you trust the roster? Do you trust the organization? They chose Jameis over Joe Flacco to be Deshaun's backup. There you go.
Let's talk to somebody who understands it. Some guy who's spent some time in the huddle before. Soon to be a super friend of the show. He's Jason Trusnick. He'll join us next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.